90 Day Fiancé.
A rainy day podcast.
What is up? Welcome back. What's going on, fam? I'm Nick.
I'm Christy.
And we are a couple that tend to argue about 90 Day Fiancé. And if you're back here for a 102nd time.
That's crazy.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening.
This is the best marital experiment we've ever done.
Exercise.
Oh, exercise.
It's a marital exercise. So this is a exercise in just being married.
I like it because I get to look at you.
For an hour straight.
Yeah. There's not a lot of times that you sit across from me and just look at me.
We go to dinner maybe. But we haven't gone to dinner in like forever.
It's been at least a year.
Yeah. So update on our dog, Ella. He has been neutered. And he has the cone of shame.
The cone.
And he might be making some noise. You might hear some rattles.
He's feeling pretty good, though.
He's good. Our other dog, Charles, is not feeling very well.
Andre had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, he had he has an infection. We're working on it. He had a little bit of an allergic reaction that alarmed us to bring him there, and then he... Yeah, so anyway, long story short, our weekend was spent back and forth between the vet hospital. And yeah.
But he's home now.
He's home now and he's doing all right.
I had to spend one night without him and it was horrifying.
Okay. So I'm going to play you a clip. Oh. This is a clip. This dude left this message a long time ago and I haven't been able... Now the dogs are fighting. Anyway, so this guy left this message a while ago, and I have not.
For us?
Yeah. Oh. I have not yet to play it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm probably not your key demographic for your podcast. I'm a 45-year-old straight white male. But I just wanted to say I really love your podcast. I listen to it every week when I go to work. And Nick, I know you get tired of these. I know you're doing this for love, but please keep doing it. I am on Team Nick 99% of the time.
Yeah, John.
But anyway, yeah, you guys are a really cute couple. And I just want to say I really look forward to your podcast every week. And hope all is well. Bye.
Thank you.
That was so nice.
That is so nice.
These dogs are crazy, man.
I don't know if you heard dogs fighting. But thank you. His name was John?
Yeah, John. I don't want to say his last name, but yes, John.
John, thank you. That makes me really, really happy. And yes, I think we should...
So usually
this.
I would let these dogs fight, but because Andre is not feeling 100%, I'm going to stop the fighting. Okay. All right, I'm holding Ella on my lap now.
With his cone.
His cone of shame. Okay.
Thank you, John.
Okay, yeah. You just want to get into this?
Sure.
Let's do this.
Jovi and Yara.
Of course. Oh, my God. I cannot go and take full credit for these song select suggestions because I didn't do them.
Oh.
I got help.
Who?
Our frequent song helper, who I think there's only been one person who's helped me with songs, and it's at Nomadic Soul on Instagram. She came through with some song suggestions.
And you're good because I guess your songs. I was like, why would Nick pick this? Because I guessed it.
Oh, God.
Remember when you pick songs?
No, sometimes all of our songs are mostly pretty good. One of them I'm a little questionable on.
Okay.
So
let's
picked
see if I get it.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Oh, I never pick your songs.
Because my songs are too good.
All right, let's talk about Jovi and Yara.
Okay.
All right, we're halfway through. 45 days.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So this is after they, you know, find out they're pregnant. She has to go to this engagement party.
Party, right. That's supposed to be small.
She's not in a good mood.
Not small. She's putting on a good face, though.
Yeah. So they're on the way. They're in the car. They really don't like each other. She hates him. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
She hates him right now. That's fine. And she doesn't know that this is going to be a big party.
She thinks it's going to be small. But she did get dressed up, spent like 5 hours getting ready.
No, she said, okay, I wrote this down. Well, she was in the car and she started crying. And she's like, you're going to mess up my makeup. It took me 3 hours to do.
Who takes 3 hours on makeup?
I did my makeup nice tonight. And it took me like 30 minutes. And that was a
30
lot.
30 minutes.
That was a lot for me. I tried to be
How does makeup take normally?
Well, normally, like 5 minutes.
5 minutes? I don't know about that.
10?
I know that depends. People
look at these makeups right here.
All right, I'm saying a night out makeup versus go to work makeup.
30 minutes. 3 hours?
It's a lot. Okay.
I don't even understand what that could mean.
All right, keep going.
But now I want to know because obviously I'm doing something wrong. Anyway, so she doesn't feel like he cares. She's nauseous. She's not in the mood for the party. This is I feel her to my core. Okay. So they walk in and the crowd cheers. Crowd, by the way. And then this, again, supposed to be a small little party. Mom grabs the microphone and is like, gather round. Oh my God.
They're having their first dance and like nobody's like watching them.
It's not their wedding.
It's weird.
They had a first dance. They was it a cut first the dance? Cake,
that's weird.
And it was like a wedding, but it wasn't. Mama is
I think that's
like,
what she's trying to significant, yeah, like make a wedding, a yeah, pseudo wedding
Mama
thing.
Mama knows what she's doing. and the first dance.
First dance before they're married.
Stop it right now.
Before they're married.
But the good news is mom is feeling great. They love each other. This is the most amazing, wonderful thing. Meanwhile, Yara is whispering into his ear, I hate you.
Yeah.
Because he's being a dickwad.
Not yet.
No.
He's not being a dickwad yet.
He was being a double dickwad later. He's being a dickwad now.
He's not being a dickwad. Mm. No, not yet. He's being just trying to be a normal human at a party that's...
Oh, is he?
There's friends are at.
Let me talk to you about a couple things why I hate him. First comment was, of course, her hormones are out of whack. She's crazy. Excuse me?
When did he say that?
I wrote this down, so he must have said it.
I don't remember him saying that, but okay.
So she's really pissed.
Crazy is a very dismissive word. I don't like it, but...
That okay. And the hormone thing, like, stop.
That's facts. Yes, the facts.
Maybe,
facts.
But like, that is so rude.
Accurate.
Maybe, but maybe she's just a human being who has emotions. How about that?
True.
Because okay. Can you have emotions?
Yeah, and sometimes it could be...
Would I say it's hormonal? No.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I don't have...
Period, in a sense.
Can't do that. Because I don't have hormonal swings like
no,
once a month due to whatever.
You don't?
I do have emotional swings, not hormonal.
What's the
swings.
Difference?
I had a bad day.
Oh. Huh. Like a human being? Like a yeah. Woman is a human being.
Of course. I didn't say she's not, but I'm saying... Okay. Unfortunately, you have... A stigma that says that.
A stigma?
Yeah.
But is it real?
You tell me. I'm not a woman. Is it real?
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, so she's pissed.
Okay.
And he knows she's pissed. So he's like, fuck it. Get my mom and dad. Let's just tell them we're pregnant. Because
yeah.
Remember, she wanted to tell because she couldn't drink alcohol. She was
right.
Real grumpy. And right. She wanted to be like, listen, let's explain why.
Well, my mom and dad can't even tell the party because it's too early. It sucks. They're happy, but it's like, I can't announce this at this party.
This was the best part. Okay. There was two parts of this episode I loved. This was the first one. When mom, Jovi, was so happy.
That she's going to be a grandma again.
She was just like, oh my God. She was the response was so wonderful.
Yeah.
And she said it's the best news of the night. She's so happy. She's worried because of what happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But she's best news of the night. Come on. This is great. Then we go back to the party. Guess what Jovi's doing?
Having a good time with his friends.
Drinking.
At his party, right?
Leaving her alone. She
okay.
knows no one.
I understand.
And this motherfucker doesn't hang
he
out with her.
He does not know that. Okay, let's...
He doesn't know that? She doesn't know anyone?
Of course he knows that. He knows that. But listen.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Okay, let's pause.
He is the worst.
Pause.
Don't even try to tell me he's not the worst.
No, he's not the worst. Now, this is why.
Okay, the guy...
He doesn't know yet. He doesn't know yet that his wife is not comfortable being on her own.
I don't know. She's told him she hates him 14 times.
All right, so he doesn't want to be around her. Why would you want to be around her when you're
because,
like, I hate you,
you know
I
what?
Hate you?
Well, then why do you want to marry me? You don't
well,
leave me alone
okay, then,
when I know no one.
Then you should go home.
Where? Where's my home,
I don't,
Jovi?
But seriously, though. Because we've had this issue before where you get mad because I leave you at a left in the beginning. I left you at a party, or you like you didn't. I didn't leave you at a party.
No one.
The thing is, you know how to talk to people.
I don't want to.
If you left me at a party, I'd be like, fine, I'll figure it out. Oh my god, I'm social. You can figure it out.
Better than me.
I'm not better than you, but you know how to talk to people. People, you talk to someone, you can chat them up.
Sure, I can. But like, this is like a family kind of affair. Like, yeah.
Listen, and they want to get to know her anyway.
Like,
so it's like,
remember when we had the engagement party at your mom's with all of the church ladies?
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
you did not leave me alone.
Well, okay, I didn't leave you alone. Plus, we were at my house, so it was super small, and like they couldn't.
Yeah, but the men were in one room, the women were in another room.
Yeah. You were fine. You held your own. Yeah. You knew what you were walking into.
You kept checking up on me.
By then I knew that you have anxiety when going to parties and being left alone.
Who doesn't?
Someone who's in a new relationship, but they see each other once every other month and they don't really know each other yet because they're getting to know each other.
Yeah, I would be mad too.
So you got to understand that this guy's...
Anyway, his friends...
Their relationship is still blossoming.
AKA Klein is like, oh, he really should have not done this. I was like, Klein, are you a Harris?
No. Klein has a little son or whatever.
I'm sorry, but Klein was on her side. I liked him.
Okay,
I'm
Klein's
kidding
just a
about
good
the
dude.
Harris thing, yeah. By the way.
Okay.
He was right. So Yara's like, let's go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this part, Nick.
Oh, when he has the interview with the producer?
Boy. They're interviewing together. He's obviously super duper drunk.
Yeah, so bartender me says this guy should not have another drink, even though actually he could have another drink. Like, I'm telling you, as a bartender, he could have another drink, and I probably would serve him one.
He shouldn't have another drink.
He shouldn't, but I would serve him another drink. He's fine. He's fine. He's very.
But you can see in his eye, he just looks like
he's having a good time.
Just great.
He didn't do anything wrong yet.
Ooh, boy,
and laughing. Then, he's good.
Then he says the thing that maybe
he was pushed to say this. He was pushed.
He says, "Welcome to pregnancy, guys."
Yeah. Okay.
He's five or six beers deep.
That's five or six.
He's got like 8 to 12.
He's eight to twelve.
This man has a tolerance.
His tolerance goes up and down.
Five beers
every other month. So no.
You don't think he's drinking on that? Whatever he is.
No, he's not. He can't.
Bet you $1,000 he's drinking.
Bet she's not.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, he
welcome to pregnancy. Guys.
That's his reaction
when his wife to be wants him to not be a dickwad.
So listen, when he's drinking and he's X amount of beers deep, and his internal reaction is welcome to pregnancy. The filter is off.
Don't say that.
The filter is off and just puked it out.
He just wants to get punched in the face. And I don't like violence, but
yes, you do. You like to talk about it.
I don't do it.
Anyway, keep going.
Anyway, so he just walks away.
Yeah.
And what is
I don't want to hear it.
What makes me more infuriated than walking away?
Exactly.
That's the most, like... That's actually the most like hostile thing you could possibly do to me.
Well, if I don't want to hear all the BS.
Oh, but like, you know what I would do if I was her?
Stomp.
I'm gonna walk right behind you.
Exactly, and then just make
it
worse.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying.
Anyway, all right. Are these guys good?
Yeah.
All right, so I got two for this next one. I'm gonna play mine, then I'm gonna play hers.
Okay. Natalie and Mike. Nobody hates each other more than Natalie and Mike. What's the other song?
That's one I didn't understand. If you wanna be free, Hall & Oates. You know, all you got
to do is say so. Yeah.
You wouldn't have got this one. And when you feel cold, I warm you. Yeah.
Well, they want to be free. He does. Anyways, she wants to get married. She wants to be married. She doesn't care. She doesn't care who she marries. She wants to get married. That's how I feel.
Do you think that she thinks she's hot shit.
Yeah.
You do?
Absolutely. Yes. She said that.
Yeah.
I'm hotter than you.
No. Well.
No, I wrote this down.
Hotter than you. Yeah, I get it. But do you think she's like so high on herself that she thinks she's like hot shit? Like.
Yes. 100%.
Like hotter than Mike is. I don't want to shit on Mike, but I'm saying like Mike's not like a Fabio.
I'm much more beautiful than you. She says that to his face.
Okay. I think Mike is a great human being.
I do. He is
amazing.
Let's talk about this.
But I'm saying, like, if you're gonna talk about like someone, if beauty,
and then he says you're ugly.
Your yeah, she is. Ugly. She is, and I agree. I'm telling you this.
You can be pretty on the outside, but you must be nice on the inside.
100%. Now I don't
what
know.
What about if you?
So I don't. But I'm not gonna say she's ugly on the inside. I think she hasn't displayed herself where. Yeah. Well, exactly. Issues. She has some issues with
insecurities.
The Lord. Not like she is putting too much on forcing religion on others, which I think is she's just not insecure in herself.
No, she's too super insecure,
and that is bleeding out into this other facets of her life that are making her less attractive.
Okay, so can we start?
Go ahead. Sorry.
These kiddos. So we have 30 days left. So she's been there 60 days.
That's a long time, and I'd be worried about this shit, too, by now, if I don't have a ring.
And let's, zoom in on misery. They're both miserable. There's no smiles in this home. It does look cold, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
the house looks cold. Nobody looks happy. So this is after the therapy last week where he admitted, we're not in love.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so... She's decided, you know what? I need to see an individual therapist, which I think is great. So
she definitely needs to work on herself.
Rachel.
That is.
Rachel didn't help. Let's just be honest. Rachel did not help. Rachel didn't know the whole story because Rachel was like.
I think it takes about hours to get the full story.
You know what? He slept on the couch of a woman.
No, pause.
Whoa.
Because I did like the fact that we got more information about her side of the story. What she thinks happened.
Nothing happened. This was his friend. Oh, they lived together.
I 100% believe nothing happened.
And Mike is the most trustworthy dude.
Oh, for sure. Well, we don't know that for a fact. He seems like a trustworthy guy.
I'm pretty much sure he's trustworthy.
But now we learn that she thought that he was half naked. She heard something in the background. Now, if you're putting things together from her side of the story... I could see how she can fabricate this in her mind.
This was the woman that was getting married that day.
I get it.
Okay, let's stop for a second, take a step back, and be like, is this woman who's getting married today humping my boyfriend the night before?
No.
And my boyfriend's Mike, and he lived with her. They were roommates, and he's telling me that's his friend. Have they humped? This is what the therapist wanted to know. Like, hey, have they had a relationship? And she's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, no, they haven't. They're friends. He calls her like his sister.
She's, again, the insecurities are bubbling over the top of her pot.
Off the rails on like, I'm betrayed. You are a lie. You lie. I'm like, no.
What do you lie about?
Nothing. And then she brings up he was stoned and that's sometimes.
Hey, woke up drunk.
You live in Washington. It's legal.
Okay.
Stop it. Anyway.
By the way, if anybody wants to visit Washington and they want to know what Washington beaches look like, you got a pretty good preview. Even though they were on the rocky beach that was pretty. Yeah. So beaches elsewhere look normal with sand and shit. Well,
no, that's.
Yeah.
Sand beaches.
They are on the coast. But most of the ones are driftwood. There's still
I'm sorry. What do the Connecticut beaches look like?
Sandy beaches, real beaches.
They're country clubs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. You. They're not California beaches. Big, long sandbar waves and surfers.
That's the only beach there
and
is.
Blonde and
I don't care.
And
blonde,
like
I'm saying.
Lifeguard jacks and. Palm trees.
The only thing I've seen about beaches in Connecticut are country clubs. Which West Coast people don't understand a country club. to me, that is like.
What does that mean?
Fancy pants. Yeah, well, I'm so rich.
It's no, I don't think so. Because honestly, there's many levels of country club.
Oh, see, we can have
$10,000 a year one, or you can have like a $30,000. Or you can have $5,000.
$10,000, that's almost $1,000 a month. For what?
For what? The
ability, what are you gonna do in the winter?
Take your children there and
in the winter?
Every no. But they have okay, like, they have gatherings. Months? They have gatherings of oh. You can
do you got a cotillion? Do you got
what's is a cotillion?
That, oh. Is it when the like 16-year-old comes out, her coming out party and like the cotillion?
I have no fucking
these are
clue
what fancy people is. Do. I feel like these I'm gonna get
I don't know what a cotillion
people
is.
People are going to be mean to me again. I don't know. I'm a West Coast person. We don't have cotillions and we don't have like.
Anyway, all I was saying that parties. Is before. Because most people don't ever visit Washington State because I sure
most
as the fuck never would have.
Most people don't visit Washington
no.
State?
No. Who the fuck wants to go to Seattle or Washington?
Who the fuck wants to go to Connecticut?
Nobody.
Okay.
You go don't through Connecticut because it's tiny. I'm not advocating for Connecticut. Well, I'm saying
you
like.
You seem like you're fighting me on the West Coast thing.
Because, no, I'm not. No. Listen. Boy. I'm saying when people think about I'm going to travel from wherever the fuck they live.
Yeah, come to Seattle.
To,
it's great.
No. To a destination. They're not like, oh, I want to go to Seattle.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not. You trust me. I know what the rest of the fucking country thinks about Seattle. They're like, it fucking rains there a lot.
But it don't.
It doesn't actually. It rains more in New York than it does in Seattle. But nobody wants to come here.
I think you're wrong. Oh my God.
But you should come here. Because it's awesome. No. I'm serious. People don't think to come to Seattle. Even people that like my relatives, like, oh, I'm going to go visit Nick. Nah, not really. No. But anyway.
Did you invite them?
Yeah, sure. I've got my brother. And like, he's never come out here.
Your brother has too for our wedding.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But he's never been to this house.
He had a good time. Oh my God.
He broke up with her.
All right, let's continue. All right, so.
God. Where are you at? Go ahead.
We're back with Natalie and Mike. We shouldn't do this anymore.
Do what?
We're real sassy.
What are you talking about?
I'm usually the only sassy one.
This is the genesis of the podcast. Okay. Us conversating sure. In general.
Anyway, Natalie goes to the therapist. The therapist is a little bit too more supportive of her than I. She didn't ask any, like, I feel like the hard questions are what a therapist should do.
She didn't have time. She had one session, teletherapy, okay. That was like 45 minutes.
All right. Later the same day. Oh, this part made me so uncomfortable. She strolls into the living room with this like tumbler cup of juice or something, of course. And she's just staring at him with psycho eyes, and he's brushing the cat and he doesn't even look at her. Like the hate and the thickness in that air is, I could feel the uncomfortableness in that room. And then she's like, I want to ask you something about Sarah. Like, and he's like, oh my God, this was like years ago.
That would clearly be my reaction also.
Were you honest? Yes, we're only friends. And then his face, he doesn't even want to look at her. He just looks like he hates her.
How many times have you been over this shit?
Right. I'm on his side. Although he does not care for her as a human. And she just needs to move on. He slept at his friend's home on her couch.
Okay, now, pause.
Good God. Even I wouldn't get mad about this.
Okay, listen, now...
Yeah.
You're having this reaction that she's so bad, blah, blah, blah.
She's not so bad. She just needs to get over it.
Okay. All right. Right. But let's just think about the times when you repeat things to me and we're in a fight. And see the face? Now, the reason why you're repeating them to me, I've learned over time, is that you, in my mind, it's already settled. But you are repeating to me because they're not settled
you
with
did
you
not
yet.
Acknowledge.
I have them. Not done enough to comfort you to your level of satisfaction.
Okay, agreed.
So now, noted. This is what's happening here. She but has not.
What else can he do? This is the thing. Like, I feel like they've gone around and around.
He could meet with
this.
Sarah. He could
meet with Sarah. Sarah is married. She's moved.
Whatever.
The fuck on.
Get her on a Zoom call and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it with everybody.
All she wants is for him to say I'm sorry, and he's not gonna do it because
there's nothing to be fucking sorry about. Exactly.
I'm on his side.
I agree, but I'm just showing you that she's. I don't want to throw Natalie all.
Not
away.
A Natalie. Do not.
I don't
even put me in the goddamn Natalie camp.
I'm not saying you're Natalie, but I'm not going to flag her out to dry completely because I understand that this is how some women need. They need to go over it again and actually be comforted.
I agree. I need to talk things over a few times when you don't listen.
No, when I. Oh boy.
But I'm going to say, Natalie, what can he possibly do? He has told you.
Yeah.
And you think this is a betrayal. Okay, it is not a betrayal.
I've done the same thing when you want to go through things with me. I'm like, I told you this.
You know,
again.
I've never been mad at you for sleeping on another woman's couch.
Don't apple for apple me this because I don't do that. But anyway.
Of course not. Anyway. He says she's jealous. She's like, I'm not jealous. And then he's like, oh, you are jealous. And then she says, I'm much more beautiful than you.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote down this is when the shit gets real. And then he says, your beauty is ugly.
She's right.
You think you're the hottest and it doesn't make you a good person.
Right.
True. Yeah. Like he's telling the truth. You could see his like body was like vibrating with like, yeah. I'm going to get this out. Finally.
Vibrating with the Lord.
Well, no.
Yeah.
The aliens. He had the black thing in his ear again. I got beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs,
potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, crackers. You name it!
Oh, God. Okay. So she just continues to talk about him cheating. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He did not cheat on you.
No, he didn't.
I would bet my life that he did not
for sure
have sex
100%
with his friend Sarah the night before she got married.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. 100%. 1000%. Okay? She's not rational. And then Mike is like, we don't fit together at all. At all.
Oh, Evelyn.
I don't think you like me. Well, Mike, you don't like her either, I will say, on the side. And he says, I'm not ready to marry you at all.
You know that at all is like a shout out to episode like one. Rainy podcast.
At all.
Yeah.
That's Evelyn.
Yeah. That's like that episode Evelyn. At one.
Well, I Evelyn. Mean, it's not a shout out to us. It's a shout out to Evelyn.
No, shout out to the podcast.
Oh. I was thinking about Evelyn. Yeah. At all.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. Next day, they take a walk by the water. And that's when we were talking about the Rocky Beach, which I love rocks. And Natalie wants to talk. And he's like, what do you want to talk about? And
right, so, there's no bugs in Seattle either, by the way.
What are you talking about?
I was thinking about beaches. And I'm like, if people saw that, they'd be like, oh, there's probably a lot of bugs there.
No.
There's not many bugs.
What do you mean bugs?
You just don't understand what it's like to go to a body of water and somewhere else in this United States. There's bugs everywhere.
Well, that's why people should come to Seattle. Mm-hmm. There are no bugs.
You could leave your front door wide open and no bugs will come in your house.
No. Ew.
You say that like it's normal. It's not.
I've only lived on the West Coast.
It's not normal, trust me.
I've only lived in California.
You never got bit by a horsefly before, have you?
What the fuck is a horsefly? What? Do you have horses?
No, it's the fucking fly that bites hard as fuck.
Wait, seriously. Flies bite you?
All flies bite you. You just don't feel them normally. Okay. Now, horsefly, though, they usually exist around like the beach.
A fly that's around horses?
It's fucking, no, not around horses. Usually around the water.
Why is it called a horsefly?
Because the bite is like a dragon. Like, it's crazy. It hurts like a motherfucker.
Why would anyone not live on the West Coast? I don't understand.
Oh, anyway, get back to your story here. Too many sidetracks this time. Look it up.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, go.
So she wants to go to counselor again. He doesn't understand why she doesn't trust him, blah, 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 blah. I don't know anything else. She wants the ring back. He's like, I'm not ready to give you the ring back.
No, she's the delusional. Like, she's the one that gave the ring up herself. It's like, and she feels like she should have it back. Well, fucking earn it back.
What? No. Earn it back? What the fuck does that mean?
Whatever she needs to do to get Mike's trust back, or work on Mike. The same way that she needs to repeat shit to Mike, she needs to figure out what Mike needs to get the ring back. Whatever she needs to fix or work on or figure things out, she doesn't get the ring for free. She just needs to figure out.
Without doing any work. Side. Don't make me.
No, she needs to do the work on herself, on the relationship, whatever it is. Yes.
I don't. See, this is what's so upsetting to me is that I think they hate each other the most. Mm-hmm. And all the internets are telling me they're together and they have a baby. I can't understand how that happens.
I don't think we're going to see it on this episode of fucking Crazy Town 90 Day. Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world
ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, Hazel and Tree. Remember my rhyme to get the hell away.
Rebecca and Ziad.
Explain the song.
Girls ain't nothing but trouble. The chick is staring at Ziad.
That was last episode.
She, obviously, the boil over's in the car. They're still talking about it. She's like,
he's been there 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any woman in America that wants to help you with something or offer you anything, you no, best not you say no.
Say no.
Yeah, the song actually should have been about a baby, probably, when I think about it.
Okay. Let's
But see. I went with the suggestion.
Okay, so he's been there 7 days, this poor man. And they're on their way to meet her son, Brandon, for the first time. Mm. Let me tell you who I like. I like Brandon.
Okay.
You know who I don't like? His wife, Kristen.
Why are you making snap judgments about
it? I'll tell you why. We'll get to it. But we're in the car on the way there. And we do bring up Hannah, the cutie patootie. That's offering to like help him move, and that's when he's like, don't ever, no, she's like, don't ever let her grow. If a woman ever asks you to do, has to do something for you, you say no.
He was a no shit. He's like, it's new. He's like,
he doesn't know
exactly, so like, give him a break, lady. Seriously.
Anyway, so they Maggie, ride.
That's why I said all these women with their insecurities, because that was rolling over one insecurity to the next insecurity to the next insecurity. Okay. All of them have.
Men don't have insecurities?
Of course, all humans do.
Okay, then what?
Just because I was listening to, I've coupled a couple. And that's when I said, all these women have insecurities.
Okay, sure. Okay. No, anyway. I was noted. So they're in the car, and like he does a really good job of like just reassuring her, like, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
You're the only one for me.
Don't worry about it. Mm. So they arrive at Brandon and Kristen's, and there's a baby. Brandon is her son. Kristen is this daughter-in-law, and baby is Ziad's grandson. There you go.
Weird, but okay.
But and Brandon's like 2 years older than Ziad. But Ziad is very awesome. Weird. He is playing, because there's another kid that's like, I don't know, 8-ish, and they're playing. I feel like this Brandon is 1,000% nicer than Micah.
Oh yeah. Well, Micah's not, has nothing
the
to do
dickwad,
with the
dickwad.
That's her son. Son-in-law. That's her son-in-law. Yeah.
He's not nice. He seems like a little bit racist, I think.
You make these like blanket judgments. I don't think the guy's racist.
You don't?
He didn't say anything racist. You're making a
maybe
hard
probably.
Prejudice.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Not
so anyway.
Prejudice. Prejudice. Prejudge.
Probably.
Prejudge, yeah.
Probably.
Prejudice.
I think he's probably racist. So older kid, William, he's coming out and they're playing like baseball in the backyard and it's super duper cute. And Brandon is like, because the producer's like, what do you think? And he's like, he's got big smiles, a little awkward, but that's to be expected. Accurate. And he seems like a good guy with a big heart. Yes, 1,000.
Accurate.
There is nothing in me that thinks Zied is a bad guy.
No.
He is.
His shirt's too small, that's all.
But his hair is nice. He looks nice with those glasses, too. I'm not going to lie.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. Zied's looking nice this season.
Hell to the no.
And he had his little fake tattoos on, and with his short sleeves, he's getting used to his fake tats. Because remember, the first time he had them on, he wanted to wear long sleeves. Well,
it's because he's hanging out with who you call the racist Micah.
Yeah, they have tattoos. I don't think Micah has
a tattoo like of a devil's head on his chest or something. That's a stretch. I don't know that for a fact. That is my assumption of what I saw. So,
but I just thought it was cute. He was out there playing baseball, and he had a short sleeve top on. And
I can't wait till some lady comes on the screen, and I'm starting making these same comments.
I'm sorry, Zied is looking nice this season. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. He looks good. He's got glasses, and you know what he does?
Wait till we do a season. He wears his
glasses. All I ask you to do is wear your glasses.
I don't want to wear my glasses. Aloe ate my glasses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have any.
So nice in your glasses.
I don't have any more glasses.
Well, I'll buy you some.
I gotta go find some place where I have glasses.
Anyway, he wears glasses.
I love how you guys, these people get like a little glimpse into the world of
Christine. Of my horror. When horror? He doesn't wear his glasses.
I never wear my glasses.
I know.
I can't even change my contacts every day.
I am telling him every day that I want to wear him to wear his glasses.
I never wear glasses. I don't want to wear glasses.
But I love I don't like when him. You wear the glasses. He won't wear them for me.
They're not comfortable.
He's a tease.
Anyway, keep going.
All right. So this is why I don't like Kristen.
Why? What happened? What did she do? By the way, I listened to the episode. I didn't look at it closely.
Oh, Zied, don't you want kids?
Yes, dude. Yeah, she does.
Most people want kids. Like, what? Up. What's going on? Like,
again,
what are you doing?
Producer, narc, soldier, person. Not narc. Was it the setup? Producer.
Most stage. People want their own. Ugh. Yuck. You're a. So then
poking the fire.
Then Rebecca is like feeling real crappy, like she can't have a kid.
She's playing the part, but they've already discussed this.
They've obviously discussed this storyline. He says he's fine with it.
Drama they need to roll.
She has a problem with it, which I totally understand. Yeah. But she keeps pushing him, like, well, what if you want it someday? What if you want it someday? What if he does? He doesn't today. But then yes, the reality is. He might want a child someday. Yeah. What can he say to you today?
Nothing. Except that I'm trying to make sure that I get stay here. Or we have a life together. We start this thing that we said we were going to do. Married. Yeah. Good?
Yep.
All right. Let's move it on.
I like Zied. That's all. To the left. Everything you own in the box to the left. We had this song before. Closet. That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it. Please don't cut back to remove your back. Let me call you a cab. Got me to stay. Ryan and Stephanie?
Yeah. I don't think we've had this song before. We've had other Destiny's Child or Beyonce songs. But not this one.
Let's talk about this. I have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say. Okay.
Okay. So, we start off with the big fight that was happening at the scenes from the next where... it's the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
They're arguing. He storms out. Are you afraid of the truth?
Hey, why the fuck are the cameras there at 2 o'clock in the morning? Just can pick up and just like get in the middle of this whole thing.
Waiting for them to hump and then the fight.
Yeah. They're just, that's kind of weird, by the way.
Okay. So this, though, let's talk about this. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. So they had sex, finally, because, you know, they didn't at first.
Yeah.
And he, no, he did. He was wrong in this, like, hardcore wrong. So they're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that he's has a condom on.
Right. Because she specifically asked him to put
on. Asked him to put a condom. He wrestled the little container, like, that.
Yeah.
And then starts having sex with her. So she thinks there's a condom. And then she's like, ooh, I need lubricant. Ugh. By the way. And then What? It's just yucky. I don't want to. So much detail.
Why? Okay. This is something in my mind when I heard this. I was like, I gotta pause this here and talk about this. But I think it's probably let it slide. I don't think I should.
What? Let it go.
I don't understand why. Why? Like, if you. Why do you. Why you. You shouldn't. What do you need lubricant for?
Okay.
I never had to.
Oh, because you're amazing. But
<That's> amazing. What the fuck?
There. Why do you think lubricant is?
I get it.
For sale. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just not there yet. Okay. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Yeah, sure. Anyway, you're gross. listen. So she's like, oh, it's like dry because of the condom. He's like, I don't got a condom on, baby. He is a. That's an assault.
What? Whoa, you're going too far.
Are you kidding me?
You're going too far.
I knew you were going to defend it. It's an assault?
Yeah. I'm not defending it. His defense is that, hey, she says this multiple times before.
No.
We do it.
She's not said it multiple times.
That's what he said.
He said, we haven't used a condom before.
No, he later said that she says this about using a condom. And I don't trust you, and then we just have sex without a condom.
That's not what he said.
That's what I interpreted. Okay, fine. Okay. Maybe I was wrong.
I'm not defending her because she's a loony toony.
Well, she's a loon. But I will defend her right to.
She thought he had a condom. He made her right think. To what, but
she has the ability.
It doesn't matter what happened in the past. Condom, no condom. She. Asked him to put a condom on. He
thick package. So you think that he was being deceptive?
Of course he was. You don't think he was?
I don't know.
She wouldn't have got that pissed.
She is. How do you know though?
She would. She wanted to have sex with him.
Right. So, she wanted him to use a condom. So if she was so. If she wanted him so bad to use a condom, she should have checked.
Are you gonna say that to my face right now?
How hard,
she believed that how he hard had a is it condom
to
on.
Fucking make sure that
why would she have to double check if he said if he
because she asked
she says it's put specific. A condom on okay
it's something that we don't normally do
and then
this
you
is
hear,
different yeah
and then wouldn't you believe him
no
you, why wouldn't you
because you don't trust him in the fucking first place you
then don't have sex with him
exactly go call Harris
well that's what I'm gonna do oh boy anyway.
I need a friend, a real hard,
but my
stiff
favorite,
friend right now.
God, my favorite thing. Okay, so this, I really think he was. That was assault.
I don't. Like, that shit is. That's too hard. No.
No, I think it is. Nope, like, nope, if nope. you say no, you have a condom no. on and you don't,
it's not assault.
Yeah, I think it is that's because she could have an STD now.
Assault.
Yes, assault.
Nope, not gonna give it to you. Sorry.
Don't care because I'm right.
That's
so
fine.
There you go.
You literally might be right.
I actually literally am.
Probably, so. But I don't like it. I'm not gonna say I agree with it.
Okay, so you think that you can tell a woman
no,
that you're using a condom?
No, I'm not saying that's right at all. 1,000% definitely not
you're
saying
not
that's right.
Using
nope,
a condom?
That is not right.
So what is it then if it's not assault?
I don't know. I don't like to call it assault though. Maybe you might be right by saying it's assault. It like literally might be the definition of assault. But I'm not.
It's her body, like and her health.
Okay. But she also has the right to check to make sure that because she's doing something out of the norm that she said she wanted to happen. Put your hand down there.
I mean,
on the microphone.
I'm
make sure that's
telling
plugged
you,
in.
I would know whether it was a condom or not a condom, but she didn't. She was a little tipsy.
Well, don't get.
So just, she thought there was a condom.
There's
he
a lot of blame on both
seem,
sides. Then.
No. There is no blame
you just
on both
don't get
sides.
So drunk then. Have you said she's
are
a little
you,
tipsy?
Okay, I can't even do this podcast with you anymore because you just said that.
You just said she's a little tipsy and that excuses her from not checking.
No, I'm just saying she's a little tipsy and she's trusting him.
She doesn't trust him enough to not force him to put a condom on. That's number one. The reason why she's putting a condom on is because she doesn't trust the man.
Yeah. And she's expecting him to put a condom on because she says put a condom on.
So you're just gonna trust his actions. And you're just gonna trust him.
Well,
no.
You'd think if she
then that's your mistake.
Well, he's the assaulter. I think it's assault.
I don't like those words.
I just don't like the words.
It's okay, fine. Okay, well, let's calm down.
And let's insane, because she's drunk. She deserves it.
I did not. Oh, my God. You are definitely extrapolating terms there. I did not say that. I just said, I don't want to defend myself. Keep going. Sorry.
So, anyway, he storms out.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Brian, what are you? You're a liar. Blah, blah, blah. And then she says, somebody eating her ass.
I got to make a comment there, too. Because in 2020, eating your ass is like not a bad thing. Like, people. What? Yeah. Like, these kids these days, they love to eat ass.
I seriously can't do this with you anymore. What are you talking about?
Speak the truth.
Like, yeah, like literally eating somebody's ass? Yo,
that is a popular thing to do these days.
Licking somebody's butthole.
Tossing a salad, chomping a butthole.
Stop.
Straight up.
Nick, I can't. No.
What?
What are you talking about? Grossest person I've ever met.
This is not a newsflash. I don't understand. This is true facts. And I guarantee 80% of our listening audience will tell you the same thing.
Nick?
They might not be doing it, but they know that it's true. The kids these days like to eat butthole.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Stop.
There are cars out there driving down the street with little kids that have rice tuner cars, just like make a lot of noise, that have stickers across their windshield that says, I eat ass. Look it up.
Number one, our child is being homeschooled from now fucking on. Number one. If your child had a sticker that said that, what would you do?
I would give myself an F in parenting.
I would.
Yeah.
The child would not have a car no more. I can't even. Like, you're hurting my heart right now.
No, I'm serious. That is definitely.
I've never seen a sticker that says that.
I have.
And I don't. Calling a car a rice car is very racist. No, like
with rice tuner cars.
That's racist. You know that.
Oh my God.
Again.
Tuner cars, whatever you call it. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying a racist statement. I'm saying that's a name that is to the car.
Oh. I'm just repeating a racist name. That's fine. Okay.
Oh my God. Intention has a lot to do with things.
Nope. Learning. Now you know.
Now I know what? Da. I don't give a. No.
Don't be racist.
God, fuck 2020. If like this woke shit to change all the time, it's like so bullshit.
No.
No, that's like not a thing. Like, you can't fucking make everything a racist thing. No, no.
Oh my God.
I'm just not going that far to do that. It's a tuner car. That's what I called it. I'm not saying that. I'm not racist in any way or means or form. I'm just saying.
You can call it a tuner car.
Okay, thanks. Fine. Heard the update.
Anyway, she says F off and die, Ryan, and then tells him she's gonna find a nice cabana boy, and then he's gonna get all the slides and the slippers and the thousands of dollars of watches.
She's pulling out her full crazy here because she's showing
she's
all
done
of her cards.
And she doesn't care.
Yeah,
but Harris,
I need a stiff.
She needs a friend, a
stiff hard one to sit on right now.
She needs a solid friend. That's what she says. Okay? So she calls, asks him to come visit.
Mm-hmm. The next day, I think. Next day.
He says he'll come tomorrow.
Mm. But she calls Cleo in the meantime to make sure he's
Cleo
fucking...
Cleo Marie. The psychic that... Let's just acknowledge that this is the most amazing psychic that said, I don't think Ryan is really that trustworthy. Like, she was fucking amazing, Nick. Who could have guessed that?
Oh my God, it's clearest to me.
But then she gives a little glimmer of like, well, Harris is better than Ryan, I guess. I mean, if you're gonna pick one of the two, and then she's like, well, yep. Miss Cleo says I gotta go with Harris, so mm-hmm. There you go. They're gonna go meet up.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Make
it do what it do, cause having two chicks is better than no chicks. He's intrigued. Mm-hmm. Keep my girl and keep the other one. My girl got a girlfriend. Okay. This is my fewest of notes.
Okay. Someone make it do what it do. You know you're wrong, shout it. Could have told me that you were sleeping with it. I'll let it fade out.
Alright, so 35 days to wed.
Mm-hmm.
Good news. They're on a good. They're feeling good because Hazel's son is feeling better.
Mm-hmm. So that's very assuring.
Very, very assuring. So since there's only 35 days left, they're like, well, we got a planned wedding. And then I don't understand what that had to do with calling his friend Angela. It had nothing to do with planning a wedding. I was confused. It's just,
yeah, you gotta put that one on the producer's shoulders of.
There's a couple things I have a question on. All right, so he calls his friend Angela, and then everything's great. Da, 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 da. And then
just let's talk about another girl.
Like,
yeah, producer.
I don't know. Angela's like, what?
Producer storyline was failed. It was
this one failed. It's like,
dropped the ball.
There was not
big
like
time. No, it's not cohesive. It was.
I didn't understand.
But let's give him a little break because of the COVID filming that wasn't. Look, their shot was them sitting like it was like a GoPro shot. They weren't doing much, you know, with their filmmaking. They have to do something.
It was just weird. Like, I'm gonna call my best friend and I'm gonna tell her that we're gonna fling a girl into the mix.
I'm sure that the producers sent the cameras in there like, hey, this is what you got to do. We got to get a storyline here. This is what we're going to tell them. Go.
And then Angela, the voice of reason, is like, shouldn't you get to know each other first?
Mm-hmm. Pretty smart.
But then I loved Angela also because she's like, Hazel, do not let him pressure you.
Yeah.
And he's like, right. Bah, 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 bah. It's not my idea.
I didn't do that.
Anyway, so Angela's, again, voice of reason, like, this is trouble. This is trouble. Mm-hmm. You should get to know each other first. And also, like, there's going to be some jealousy.
There already has been.
Yeah, but let's call her again, okay?
Yo, that scene from the next was great. I was like, what the fuck do you think you're doing, bro? And then he's still talking to her like, oh, okay, she left. How you doing?
Dumb, dumb.
Last one. Anyway, keeping the baby.
So, 65 days left. So she's been there not even a month.
Okay.
And it's already been a couple weeks since the dinner with mom and dad, where
a lot happened.
He's like, we're gonna move out, and mom's like, no, and dad's like, wah! And then they get to stay in the same room now. And then, guess what? Julia is nauseous. This is the dumbest dumb thing I've ever seen in my entire goddamn life.
What do you mean?
Okay, let's say I'm feeling nauseous, Nick. What would you do? Would you, A,
tell my parents
that Chris is nauseous, or B, would you go buy a GD pregnancy test to see if you're pregnant first? This was the dumbest thing that I ever dumbed in my life.
Ever dumbed.
Yeah. And you know who I agreed with in this episode, and I don't like it, was Dad Brandon, whom is like, why would they go take a test first? Why would they tell us before they took a test? Dad Brandon, whose name I cannot recall, was... I agreed with him twice on this episode.
Again, I'm going to put this one on the producer's shoulders. Hey, we got some drama. Let's exploit it. Let's build the anticipation.
So Brandon's like, so she's nauseous. So Brandon's like, we should tell my parents that you're nauseous because you might be pregnant. And she's like, why would we do that? That's stupid.
So we can get some good station break.
Stupid.
Suspense.
Ugh. It was so fake and stupid. No one would do that.
90 Day Fiancé would.
So then they're like, let's go on the porch with mom and dad and play some Jenga, which is a good game. Not gonna lie, I'm really good at it. So then Brandon's like, super awkward. Like, maybe we should take a break from the game. Mom and dad, we got something to tell you. Julia's feeling sick. She's been throwing up. And mom's like, what? No, no. And it's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Question mark.
Yes.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
What?
will this scare them enough to practice safe sex?
Well, okay. Good. That's a very, very good question. I hope so. Actually, I do think so. I think they said that we got to use condoms now, and we don't. Neither of us like using condoms, and he was trying to force her to go to the doctor.
He first of all blamed her, like, "Dad, don't try to preach to me. I've been trying to tell her." And Dad, again, number two time, I agree with Dad. He's like, "No, no, no, that's not fair.
It's your way."
Well, also, like,
keep it out of there.
It's not her job to be the birth control police.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
It takes two. I get it. But like, you can always put a condom on. I don't care what it feels like.
Yeah. And then he's like, we both don't like it.
Yeah. Well.
Oh. That's too bad. Do you want a baby? No. You're 27 goddamn years old. So you know what?
Get it together.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, you should, but you don't.
Well, obviously he's just new enough to get this far, scare wise.
Why don't they go to the store and get a test?
They did, didn't they?
Finally. Yeah. That was like 2 days later.
Again, suspense.
When she is in the car in probably the beginning of the episode and she is nauseous. Do you want to know what you do? You fling into the Rite Aid and you get a test. She pees in the Rite Aid restroom.
She had the gall to play a joke and be like, it's two lines? I don't understand. What does that mean?
I thought that was funny. It was not funny when they tried to trick the parents, though.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny.
I think if you know at that point, if you have to ask Julia that long, obviously it's a no, but. Yeah. Anyway.
So she's not pregnant.
Nope.
Of course. Drama was just drama.
Just BS. I actually thought she was going to come back pregnant. I was like,
you did?
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit.
Well, and I thought Yara was not going to be pregnant, and she is. So what do I know?
All right. So, yeah, I got to apologize for all the arguing. This exceptional amount of arguing this episode.
I love you.
I love you, too. But, you know, we can disagree, right? Oh, she gave me a little mean eye there. okay, so what do we got? Thanks for listening, and we will see you guys in a week. How much more of this stuff do we have?
I don't know.
Like what, 5 or 6 more episodes?
I don't know, 12, 15, 27. No. We don't know. I like looking at your face.
Any questions, send them to Question During Day Podcast or hit us up in DMs.
Nick, why don't you put something on the Instagrams?
Okay, I'll put a picture of Aloe's cone on you. On the Instagrams.
Oh, and me.
To announce the new podcast.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a. I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Nice.
We'll do it live.
I'm always nice.
Oh my goodness.
I'm always nice.
I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.